I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your Stripes movement to support hiring vets. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your Stripes movement to support. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your Stripes movement to support hiring vets. Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to showyourstripes.org. Go to showyourstripes.org. A website that connects veterans with employees and helps businesses. Okay. The website that connects veterans with employers and helps businesses find candidates with the best training. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show.
You see that, America? That is why you need to finish high school, unless you'll be sounding like that. Okay. Anyway, so before we get started, you guys, like, comment, follow my main podcast, follow this podcast. You can subscribe to me on iTunes. Go to my profile. It's in there. What else? Instagram. All of that will be in there. I recently had to put my Instagram on private because it's getting a lot of trollers, and I don't do that. You know, my family follow me on there. I don't want them to be seeing me get ratcheter. Because I'm already ratchet. But I know I was supposed to do a podcast last week. But I'm not even going to lie. I just didn't feel like it. So I didn't do it. But first things first, let's just talk about Kelly Rowland really quick. Congratulations. She had her baby. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. She's not that relevant enough for me to know. But I do know that she was pregnant and that she had her baby. Every time I say like the P word on here, it's messing up. And I have that styrofoam thing that goes in front of your mic, so I don't know why it's doing that. But anyway, so earlier in the week, because today's Friday, y'all, it's almost 5 p.m. I'm gonna try to make this as quick as possible because I have to go to work. But Chris Brown earlier this week went on a Instagram rant on Tamar Braxton and Adrian Balon from The Real, which is a talk show that's basically the bootleg of The View. I would say the View's Pepsi, and this is Diet, generic brand Pepsi. Yo, you guys remember Nutties? I know that sounds hella crazy now that we're adults, and I'm sure we're all sexually active, but Nutties were 50 cent sodas. That's what they call 50 cent sodas in New York. So that's just reminded me of that. But anyway, so yeah, he went on the rant because Tamar and all of them were basically talking about his relationship to Karate Chop, and he didn't like what they were saying. But the thing about it was, Adrian and Tamar weren't the ones really saying anything bad. But hey, in Chris Brown fashion, you know, he showed his Ike Turner and went on to say a big ass paragraph full of queenish remarks. I think this is a little catty, but this is what Chris Brown said, y'all. Let me try to get in my man voice. I ain't even gonna try. Bring that ass here, boy. Adrian Balon, you old trout mouth ass bitch. You tried it. First of all, let's just take a pause right there. Question: what straight man says you tried it? I'll wait. You guys figured it out yet? Because I don't believe no straight pussy-loving man is going to say, you tried it. I don't even fucking say you tried it. And I'm a female. Like, I don't even say that. First time I heard somebody say that, it was, they were gay. No offense. Love who you love. But Chris Brown, your drag queen dress is showing. Tuck that shit in. So, he said, won't you, first of all, you need to proofread your shit. I understand you was upset and you just wanted to say whatever you wanted to say, but at least proofread your shit, because you got so many spelling errors here. He says, won't you, the same bitch that was fucking with married men, you always was keeping up with the Kardashians, you can't talk about relationship goals when you don't even have life goals. Yo, it's like, I understand people say things when they get upset, but make sense. How is she not having life goals when she's on a nationally syndicated show. Even though I may not watch it and I don't like those type of shows, I'm more of a Jerry Springer, I want to see your ass fight ratchet type of show. But you can't say that she doesn't have life goals. She has life goals. Then he went on to say, ain't you a cheetah girl? And he put a question mark. Like, not only is your grammar wrong, but you felt the need to put a question mark to make shit seem a little better. Like, you might as well just skip that. Then he says, last time you was important, niggas was riding spinners and wearing 6X talk tees. I think he meant to say tall tees. You the same bitch having threesomes like the rest of these hoes. Bitch, he said, you out here having threesomes like the rest of these hoes. What am I missing? Like, am I not drinking enough of the thot juice or something? Like, what's going on? I ain't hear about everybody having threesomes. I'm not having no threesomes. But then he says, you tried it too, Tamar Braxton. Don't that sound gay? Like, don't that sound feminine? I mean, like, no disrespect. He says, you tried it too, Tamar Braxton. You take the role of the ugly sister. It's always the people with no career that talk all the shit. That plastic surgery fucked your face up. Bitch, you look like she always saying, huh? Muppet face ass. Hashtag basic bitch problems. Hashtag thotinas. I don't even need a photo for Tamar. That bitch is beat in every photo. Hashtag I can make a broke bitch rich. But I don't fuck with broke bitches. A to the man. Thank you, Jesus. Chris Brown don't fuck with broke bitches, Lord. But that's why he's with that karate chop bitch. Who he's paying all her bills. But you don't mess with broke bitches, though. Right? And then, guys, take this. You know Tamar is not going to be the one who's not going to say something. You know she's going to say something. Well, what I decided to do was I felt like, yeah, the whole thing was funny and everything, but I felt like Chris Brown was a little bit harsh to the wrong people. Because actually, I have excerpts of exactly what each of the two parties that he was saying said. All Tamar said on their relationship is, all of this back and forth breakups ain't working, honey. Then the girl from Sister Tamara and the other one in Adrian, all of them were saying Karrueche's friends might benefit from a relationship with Chris Brown and in his circle. Are they really going to tell you to leave them? They won't tell you if it's convenient for them, which is true. But at the same time, like, I feel like, mind your motherfucking business. Now, Tamar did say something, but I don't like her enough to even say what the fuck she said. She's like a Muppet. Waka, waka, waka. Like, I fucking hate her. Ain't nobody got time for that. So, there's a bomb in Gillian. There is beef within the Young Money camp, y'all. I say it. I'm feeling really preacherish because I have on this dashiki thing that I wear when I go to the store. I know people be looking at me like, is she African? Because she wearing a dashiki. I hope she don't got Ebola. Bitch, I hope you don't got Ebola. But Tyga had went on a radio station and he took Twitter and then he basically was voicing his opinions about the label and Young Money, and he even hinted about leaving the label, like, in the coming future. So, but then he also was in an interview with Vibe magazine and he said that he felt that Drake was fake and he and Nicki weren't on the best of terms and all of that. So I don't know why Tyga is biting the hand that's feeding him, because weren't you the same rapper singing put the lime in the coconut and twist it all up? I was like 18 when that song came out and that was horrible. Like, you sit your high yellow ass down for somebody to shoot your ass like old yellow. Okay, you remember that? Okay. So Birdman went on the radio and he basically was like, I'm family. You know what? I'm gonna try to do his voice, move my hair out the way. I'm family orientated. I'm all about family. Either you win or you out. Either you are with us or you ain't. Don't you think he should have said either you are with us or you aren't? Alright, well, you know, Let's blame it on all them damn tattoos he has all over his fucking body and on his head. Let's just chuck it up to maybe the needle pierced into his skull and some of the ink got in there and he's just... So then he went on to say he might be in his feelings, but I love Tiger. I love Tiger. Tiger is my man. That's family. Nothing could change that. Even though he made it very clear about that, I felt like, look, you see that, Tiger? That's what a grown man does. A grown man, okay? Don't do the shit that you do. Chris Brown, a grown man ain't gonna do the shit that you do, especially when it's about their bread. Like, you fucking up your own money. You left your girl saying she got alcohol problems on Twitter, hacking her Twitter. You thought that was cute? That wasn't cute. Ain't nobody got time for that. Only light-skinned motherfuckers do this. They are sensitive ass motherfuckers. Light-skinned black people are the sensitive motherfuckers on the planet. Men. Light-skinned women are the craziest. See, people don't know that. They cry. They real cry. I've been drinking. That's what Beyonce was most likely doing at this game, where everybody's saying that she looks like she's high, she's like rocking back and forth, and she just looks mad. She's eating. She at first, when I was looking at it, like the first part, I was like, what the fuck is everybody talking about? Like, they just want to have something to say, but not like when you start looking and you like, yeah, something don't seem right. But does anything ever seem right with Beyonce and Jay-Z and shit? Like, don't they just seem weird? Well, to me, they seem weird. So I don't look at that as something really bad. I'm sorry, I just don't really give two fucks about this. Last thing that I want to talk about before I go, guys, because I have to get ready to go to work, is Tiny Harris, aka Baby Mushroom Nose, aka Troll in the Face, aka Gremlin in the Face, aka Trout Mouth to the Max, aka Ground Beef in the Face looking ass bitch. Like, she looked like roadkill. Like, she went to Africa recently for an eye surgery, and it's not the type of eye surgery that you think. This bitch went all the way to Africa when they have an Ebola outbreak to get her eye color changed. Like, bitch, you stupid as fuck. Like, now you look even worse. I say this all the time. When you're light skinned, you're either cute or you're ugly. There's no in between with being light skinned, because you can see all of the like imperfections on a light skinned person as opposed to someone else. So I'm just gonna say, bitch, you stupid. Your husband's stupid. He's sitting up here rapping, I don't want no mediocre. I don't want no mediocre. Yo, baby mama, aka your wife, is mediocre. This bitch is doing mediocre shit. Play your position. You got all that money and you spending it on getting like contacts inserted into your eye? She should have went on YouTube and looked it up. Do you know how many people on YouTube have got that surgery and then they can't see and shit, and they warn people not to get it? And here she go, oh no, you know, I got it done in Africa, and they got everything all together there. Like, sounding like she smoked like 50,000 packs of cigarettes. Anyway, listen, this is how I feel. If that makes you happy, fine. But don't impose it on other people. We gotta look at you, okay? I don't wanna see you, period. Let alone you with icy blue eyes and you look like a fucking Halloween haunted house creature year round. That's how her eyes look, y'all. It looks like those contacts that you put in just for like Halloween, or if you're in a movie or something. Like, it looked like that. But to each his own, I guess. I personally don't think that she should have got them. Now, there is another story that I want to talk about. It's about me. But honestly, I don't fucking have the energy. Like, I'm just going to say, I thought I had Ebola. I didn't have Ebola. I was just freaking out and being a hypochondriac like I can be sometimes. And it's in my blood because my mom is a fucking hypochondriac. Such a hypochondriac. Like, my mother is such a hypochondriac. Oh my god, I thought I coughed up a lung. Like, look at this. Like, mom, no one wants to fucking see a roast beef colored phlegm. Ugh. Just thinking about that just fucking made my stomach turn. Ugh. That's it. I'm done. Guys, I will see you next week, Monday. I'm not going to post on Fridays. I'm going to post on Mondays so that way I can be able to stay on track instead of having two different days. I have a full-time job, y'all. A bitch don't be having time. So I'm going to have to do this shit on Mondays. I'm going to have to record it on Fridays, edit it during the weekend, and then just post them up Monday. I'll probably post them in the morning or whatever. So, peace, love, and hair grease to those that use it, to those that don't use it. I'm hoping that you at least use shampoo. I ain't got no weed. I'm just ready to be high. See you guys Monday.